USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We are investigating all of this with great precision. I can say with certainty we will identify and arrest the person or people responsible for these acts.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill on the potentially dangerous pipe bomb devices. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro. A total of 10 pipe bombs turning up so far, O'Neill at a news conference in New York City.
Law enforcement professionals do not care about the politics behind these acts.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Panama City, Florida, talking to people about rebuilding their homes and businesses in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
We're with you. We're going to stay with all of the families of this region impacted by Hurricane Michael until we rebuild bigger and better than ever before, and working very closely with Governor Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott, who's running for the Senate, sharing his position on health care. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Florida Governor and Senate hopeful Rick Scott used his family to demonstrate support for pre-existing conditions amid Democratic attacks that the GOP health care policies would actually hurt sick people. Scott explained on Fox News why this is a personal issue for him.
I grew up not knowing my dad. I had a brother with a significant disease. You know, my mom didn't have health care, our health insurance. She couldn't find anybody to take care of my brother. We finally found, or she found, a charity hospital 4 hours away. So I believe that people ought to have a right to health care. You shouldn't be denied your health care insurance if you have a pre-existing condition.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, stocks soar. The Dow gaining 401 points, the NASDAQ up 209, and the S&P 500 up 49 points. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
The state of New York suing ExxonMobil, USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
They're alleging the company defrauded investors by misrepresenting the cost of climate change to the company. David Hawkins with the Natural Resources Defense Council says it also claimed aggressive government action on climate change would be prohibitively expensive.
MIT study didn't find that these policies would be extremely expensive, and ExxonMobil simply made up numbers that were greatly exaggerated and claimed that they were supported by this MIT study.
The highest paid TV actors seem to know each other well, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The male stars of the sitcom Big Bang Theory taking over the Forbes 2018 list of highest paid TV actors. In fact, they are first, second, third, and fourth, respectively.
They're Richie Rich Rich.
So how much is that?
Jim Parsons coming in first, taking in $26.5 million, followed by Johnny Galecki with $25 million, and then right behind their co-stars Kunal Nayar and Simon Helberg, tied for third at $23.5 million a year. The rest of the list includes Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, Mark Harmon of NCIS, and Modern Family stars Ty Burrell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Eric Stone Street, and Ed O'Neill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.